think Monsignor Schumacher and the other two priests here, including myself, are pretty well pleased if in a weekend, certainly the summers are lower, if we get somewhere between 800 and 1,000 people throughout the three masses. So in a weekend, if we can speak to and we can see between 800 and 1,000 people, that's a good weekend. Fellowship Church, it's not a Catholic church, it's non-denominational Christian. It's in Grapevine, Texas. Their expectation, while ours is between 800 and 1,000, is somewhere between 19,000 and 21,000 in a single weekend. It's between two services, they don't have three, two services, not masses, two services, 19,000 people. That's like the capacity of the Fargo Dome. Going to church every weekend. So if you're into marketing and recruitment, if you're into the whole number thing, if you and I kind of have a shallow view of religion, they're doing something right, and we ain't. Either you got to smile more and not be so crabby and welcome people, but that totally goes against Southwestern North Dakota, German, and Norwegian ethnicity. It's tough for us to smile. Friendliness is weird. We don't do that. It's just not like that around here. Or we got to start serving Starbucks in our lobby. You laugh, I smirk, but the reality is if you go on their website, and it's an awesome website, it got me trapped for like an hour. I was into it, never thinking of leaving the priesthood. But it was great. It was flashy. It was modern. It was trendy. It was attractive. And boy, oh boy, quotes of Catholics leaving the Catholic Church just like you and me, leaving that Catholic Church because you don't smile enough and my homilies aren't good enough. But boy, they can come in, they're greeted with a smile, a good handshake, introduction of oneself, greeters and hospitality. Coming in or going out, yes, they can get a Starbucks, a hot cup of coffee, but where they sit down and listen to the 11 or 12 member band, rock band slash pop band, that sings for an hour and performs for an hour before the speaker comes out, the pastor. It's real. Fellowship Church. It's one of the most popular and growing mega churches in the country. And what do they teach? God, heaven, Jesus Christ, salvation, grace, all the things we teach. But one more thing, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. They teach that. That you and I can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. To Catholics of the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, some of you are in these front pews. You weren't taught that. The church is about structure, rules, principles. It's an institution. You listen to Father, and whatever Father says, you do. But children of the 70s, of the 80s, 90s, no, we don't do that. The priest is just one among many. How do you know that? Why should I do that? We want our cup of coffee. And then we're going to complain why it's not hot enough or it's too hot. That's just the reality. But if we listen to the gospel, if we know what the transfiguration is about, if we get past ourselves, we learn that Christ wants in his Catholic Church, the church he founded. He wants a relationship with us. That authentic Christianity, authentic, full Christianity, Catholicism, is all about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But you can't have that, and I can't have that, without an institution. That's just the way it is. And the Transfiguration teaches us that. So Jesus preaches to people. He chooses 12 people from the huge crowd. From those 12 people, men, he chooses three. He goes from thousands to 12 to three, Peter, James, and John, and they become best friends. Jesus brings them up the mountain. He shows them he's God. They fall down and prostrate in worship. They don't get on a stage and dance and sing. They fall down in silence. Remember that. And then what do they do? What do they do after Christ dies? Do they establish mega churches? No, because they would have been killed. You would have been killed for doing what you're doing today in the lives of Peter, James, and John. You would have been killed, beheaded, skinned, boiled, burned. No Starbucks coffee for you. You would have been killed. But we don't think of that. We think it's fake, a fairy tale. That really didn't happen. It did. Catholics were killed. Peter, James, and John had no interest in a megachurch. Peter, James, and John had the same interest as their best friend, who was also their Lord and Savior and God. Their best friend being Jesus. And that interest was in souls. Actually bringing souls to heaven through the body of Christ. That's what Peter, James, and John did. They wanted a relationship with Christ, and they had it. They walked with him and talked with him. They were best friends. But they knew, as our Lord taught them, to build institutions, because it gives you and I stability. And we love stability. We love regularity. We hate change. But there's something in us that if it bonds to what we want changed, like rules and regulations, then Fellowship Church is ours. They change their mission, their vision, their policies, and their practices every year. No stability. A lot of change. And you might have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, but you're not doing what he wants you to do. And that seems very important. So yes, does God love? Will God bless? And do these people know Jesus Christ? Absolutely. You're not to judge. I'm not to judge. But if we listen to the Transfiguration, and if you have the desire in your heart, as I do, to know Jesus and to be known by him, the Catholic Church is for you. Friends, if you sit back and you think about it, what can be more personal than when the body of Christ is placed on your hands or tongue, and that body becomes one with yours? You're not going to get a Starbucks coffee here. You might not get a smiling face. You might not get a happy pastor. You might not get joyful people. But you will get Jesus. And it's Jesus who wants us. And so perhaps the mega church is doing a lot of things right. But if churches are about God, and churches are about receiving God, you well know that above and beyond coffees, smiles, and music, you will receive Jesus here. That's why we're Catholic.